hold on, let me bring him in. You know, he doesn't give a shit. He just does the announcements and goes on his merry way.
Okay, the recording is on.
Are you ready?
I am ready for anything.
Good morning, Eastern Panhandle. Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and his sometimes sidekick, what's his name? Hey, folks, it's November 18th. It's Friday. It's about 6:30 in the a.m. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, although nobody ever calls in. I don't know why. 304-885-0708. Hey, by the way, this show is currently not sponsored, and I'm going to hand this over to that idiot that doesn't have any talent, Mike Diesel, everybody.
Hey, Mike, that was very nice. By the way, he did raise an important point about the callers, is that I hadn't really started advertising the thing about calling in until just 3 or 4 days ago, so I think we're...
3 or 4 days ago?
Yeah, no, I didn't put the number on.
You've been doing this show forever, man!
We've been doing it for a few weeks, but... I hadn't really, I'm looking forward to it in the morning, you know, usually because something happens during the day when I need a rebarb from the cafe a little bit to, seriously.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there's a rebarb reduction that could be added to those turds this morning.
I know that Dr. Lecter is nonpartisan, essentially, in his taste, you know, but.
I don't know what he is. I don't think he's into politics.
No, not much. So he's probably going to make a stew of Senator Franken, who I was getting ready to support for president, and now, God, I mean, I'm ready to puke over the whole thing. I'm so sad for him. You know, I was looking forward. I thought he was doing a good job.
Okay.
And now, shit, now he's finished.
I don't know that he's finished as a senator.
No,
he's
but he's
still going to barely survive as a senator.
Well, we'll see. Certainly... I mean, we'll see down the road whether. I mean, now here's my bias coming in, right? If it comes to these crazy right-wing, dildos, okay, then my bias is, yeah, they're guilty instantly. Like Judge Rory Moore. I mean, I got no doubt in my mind. I mean, he's guilty of so much else sin. Why would he leave this one out? Okay? So, now, but in Franken's case, you know, my instinct was not too, even more than Bill Clinton, you know, was to say, okay, I want to hear the evidence. I do want, before I judge, because, you know, in general... You know, I mean, if I got to choose between pedophiles, I'll take one, you know, that's going to vote against the tax bill, but there's one that's going to vote for it. Speaking of the carnage of women.
The young lady that accused Senator Franken has also accepted his apology. Now, I don't know, I saw something about another young lady who had an issue with Senator Franken. So, I don't know the details of that. I don't know how that happened. It certainly happened prior to him becoming a senator. I don't know if this is a pattern of behavior with Mr. Franken. I am concerned that it is, despite whether she accepted his apology or not. He has embarrassed himself, his family, and our country.
Well, okay, I don't know.
You know, they dominate the media market, so he's going to be skewed.
Sure, they're going to go after him with all the forks blazing, okay? I mean, although for them,
But then they're going to turn right around and vote for Roy Moore.
I know, but they're going to get... The problem is that I think the corruption among Republicans is so steep that all these other corruptions are abundant everywhere, and there's no... I mean, Larry Flynt is ready to roll. Larry Flynt is ready to roll.
It continues to be a select form of moralism, of opportunity, of blatant and consistent hypocrisy by the majority of Congress.
Well, sure.
You know,
we're just finding out that these guys... Now, we got every, you know... I mean, okay. I don't know. I would not believe there is another a fella out there in the world who is not guilty of some shameful prurient interest at various points in their life. Okay. And perhaps in the privacy of bedrooms, God knows what deeds. Okay, we don't even want to go there. But now we're in this world where there is no privacy on anything because I don't know. You left your cam on while you were doing whatever you were doing. Who the shit knows, right? Okay. Now we're out there. So there's no more nice guys left to run for office. Is that true?
Well,
I mean, Hanks and George Clooney. You said we can't even run Hanks and Clooney. You said because there might be a problem with Hanks.
Well, there's certainly some issues with Hanks's son, from what I've heard. But I'm not saying that there are no more nice guys out there. What I'm saying is, this is going to be. I feel like this is a comeuppance. Women are tired of this bullshit. Women are tired of the catcalls, the casual fondling, the over flirtatious aggressiveness, the misogyny. They're sick of it.
Okay.
And my wife just pointed something out. They're also tired of the bullying. They're tired of the bullying. They're sick of it. On any side, of any political stripe or anything else, in any form. So,
Yeah. Okay.
I am certainly sorry that it has reared its ugly head with regards to Al Franken. But, you know what? I'm glad it happened. Because no Democratic senator, male or female, came out in support of him. None of them. Now look what happened on the other side.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay.
The hemming and hawing and bullshit.
Actually, I've seen some, there was some support for Franken from the Republican side, actually.
Okay.
I just read it. I was just reading it. I'll look it up later. There was one of the Ziegler's, from the Ziegler family, Bush mm-hmm. thing, was
mm-hmm.
thought that the Franken situation had.
Well, if you look closely, you just brought up a name, Bush, and if you look closely at some of the things that were reported about HW,
you mean he might not have been faithful to Barbara at all times?
Well, there was certainly some speculation in this household by my mother-in-law for a long period of time.
Yeah.
That was exactly the case.
That Georgie Porgy was...
That was going on for years.
Yeah, that might have been one of those... look, I want to tell you right now that these marriages of property, where there's a lot of property involved, the women are if they're raised from wealthy families, they're raised to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
protect themselves and look for the security of their children. That's their
well, yes, and you know, so they're
the security of their children.
So they take the marriage vows seriously, and they oblivious to matters, and they protect themselves. So
not
then,
at all.
And so that if there's going to be if you're going to go out there and do it with other women, well then you're going to have to share half your estate.
Well,
anyway,
as recently as when some function that HW was at, a woman claimed that he had groped her. In his advanced age, and She also went further to say, Barbara rolled her eyes and said, "Oh, not again."
Well, okay, but like he's 93.
Yeah, I understand that.
And were there any reports? But you think there were reports earlier? Your mother-in-law thought.
There were reports in the 90s
about George H.W.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
89, 92.
Right. Well,
pretty damn good reporting. You know,
all right.
That was squashed.
All right.
You know,
okay.
But it goes to not only that, but it goes to a pattern of, oh my God, who do I tell? How can I'll never be able to tell anybody this because I'll lose my job. I'll be ostracized in my community. Everybody will look at me as a pariah. You know, I don't want to be involved. You know, that constant fear. I mean, hell, the ladies that came out and spoke about it with Roy Moore said that very thing.
Sure, yeah.
So,
well, you know, okay, I hear you. I immediately went back to my concern is the presidential campaign and the Senate campaigns, right? That's my concern. I think
sure.
that I know that everything is important in life, and you can't get people to do these kind of calculations. But I remember having a discussion with my brother-in-law when Bill Clinton's fiasco with the blue dress thing happened, and so he was going to vote for Bush. You know, the next time around, or he was going to vote Republican. And
right.
So you're upset at the immorality of the president, so you're going to give yourself a kick in the butt.
Right.
By doing so.
Right.
You know, but that kind of calculation never made any sense to him at all. It's right and wrong.
So, as I just said, it also becomes this question we have in our minds that you and I have talked about for a very long time. There's a lot of European countries that, quite frankly, don't give a shit. You know, there's a lot of European countries that are more interested in legislation. Hold on a second. Max! Asshole.
You're referring to your dog again?
Yes.
Did you need to?
Like an idiot this morning.
Well, I mean, do you think he has the intelligence to appreciate that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows. He cowered. I said asshole.
Oh, really? You mean it's like he had a sense of doing some misbehavior?
He knows he's in trouble.
I see.
So funny. Yeah, well,
but how long will he remember it, though? That's the problem.
Oh, it's gone already.
It's gone already. Yeah, I forgot. I was in trouble, but now I don't remember.
Now, where was I? I thought I was outside. Where am I now? Oh, I thought I'd come back over and lick you again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I'm more. I think this does speak to. I mean, you see this going on with Senator Franken, but my wife posed something interesting. How many more?
So should Franken just resign? Why don't we have one less vote in the Senate?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I see an op-ed.
I don't know when is the last time we had a sitting senator call for an ethics investigation into himself.
Well, that's an op-ed in the front of the Times. Ryan Franken should go.
Well,
Jesus, you know. Yeah, okay. I mean, and then there's this thing.
Are we going to continue this? My question is, here's a poser for you. Let's look into Lindsey Graham's social behavior. Let's look into let's look into Grassley's. Let's look into everyone's.
Yeah.
Since we're all going to claim the moral high ground, you know, I don't know where this ends, but gosh, I hope it has an effect on young men across the country who need to restrict their behavior a bit. Not even a bit, a lot. Who need to be, their behavior needs to be realigned. And old men, and middle-aged men. Men in general.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I don't know where this is going. I don't know if Senator Al Franken is going to resign. Certainly now, all you see, though, and I want to make this point, so when people say things aren't political, bullshit. Every single time you watch any kind of television, they're flashing that picture of Al Franken. Every single time.
Yeah, they got themselves.
Now, in my mind,
they got themselves a little escape.
Where in the fried apple fuck are the pictures of Roy Moore and his victims? All of a sudden, that's knocked off the page.
Well, that was the point. Yeah, sure.
And you have this asshole in the White House having the goddamn unmitigated nerve to tweet about this bullshit.
Of course.
When he's the number one offender in chief.
Yeah, that's true. I know, right?
So tell me I don't have an issue with fucking hypocrisy.
Oh, I know you do, but I know you're upset. Here it is again. It's time for armed. You're ready for revolution. You know, to tear it all down. That's right.
I'm not.
But now, here's the other problem. Now, who's going to run for president? First of all, give me a female candidate that you think would be credible. Besides Hillary. I don't think Hillary's going to run again. So
Kamala Harris.
From California.
Yes.
Former attorney, now senator. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Kamala.
That's
Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala. I want to say her name correctly because
you just want to say.
Some people say Kamala. Some people say Kamala.
Yeah. Of course, it's with an A. It's Kamala. I think.
Yeah. It's Kamala.
You know, you don't want her to sound like that. You know, the was it the woman that was. That the husband of Diana loved Camilla and
Camilla Parker Bowles.
A person that never seemed
just,
to
again. You just reminded me.
I never warmed to her. I don't know why. But
you just reminded me of a very funny joke that Carrie London used to do. In fact, it was his closing joke in his bit. He would always say, you know, I think things have gone kind of. He was not openly gay, but he would tease the idea of him being gay on stage, mm-hmm. which was very funny. Mm-hmm. He'd use that. But he said, you ever notice, I'm not going to make any fun of Diana, but you ever notice, you know, because Diana was just such a great humanitarian, but you ever notice that anytime Camilla's in the paper, she's always pictured with a horse, and the caption always reads, Camilla. On the left.
On the left. That's right. You're supposed to get on the left side of the horse, right?
Well, I'm just... No, John. The point is distinguished... Oh, God.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. I was trying to get...
I was
trying to act on Camilla's behalf.
I know jokes. I get jokes. Yeah, well, I'm not, so. there's a lot of crap out there, John. A lot.
You know, it's even hard to listen to voices that are close to yours in some cases about it because everything starts to blend into the cacophony. I, for example, when you were talking about your bathroom this morning, or last night, or the day before, or the
John,
day before that.
Mr. Keynes, may I?
Oh, Dr. Lecter. On the subject of the bathroom or some other subject? No.
You had indicated that everything seems to be blended well. This morning, you're going to love the sauce.
A little bit of Frankenberry.
Wow.
I know. We have to eat our friends as well as our enemies here at the cafe. That's too bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, but down the old blowhole they go.
Yep. Throw them in and grind them up, baby.
I know. How do you drown a whale? Well, get him.
I don't know, man. I'm just hoping that I'm hoping that Cooter and Cletus went out of town today. I'm just hoping. Yeah,
maybe they're part of Mueller's investigating team.
I don't know.
They act like hillbillies, but actually they're crack country reporters and investigators.
Well, they're like, speaking of blended, they try to blend in.
I know.
Maybe they're fooling some people.
maybe they can go out and find the actual text of the so-called memorandum of understanding about this China deal that the governor seems to be. It'd be inappropriate to reveal some parts of what is West Virginia going to do for this? It'd be inappropriate to. The Gov's here. Thank you for calling in, Gov.
Would I call any damn time I feel like?
Anytime you any know chance me. You could just talk to us.
I listen, you just shut up.
Well,
talking over me every time I call in here. You never let me say nothing. I done did it. I got that deal going. And you just didn't wait to job come back. West Virginia, that's what we're going to do, son. We're going to bring the job back here and dig some holes and get some pipeline going and everything's going to be good, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Don't take such a big bong hit next time, Governor.
I'm back. I'm back. I guess.
You want? Hey, take a little lighter hit on that. Well, take a little lighter hit on that bong, Governor. Okay.
I done.
You did, boy.
Again. I've been on the toilet for about 4 hours now. And I'm
holy
man!
Oh no, no, not again, not again.
I gotta get up off the.
I hope we're giving you the runs here. I guess we did. That's disgusting, even in the cafe. I mean, we can't use that stuff here. It's only finest moose turds is the only thing acceptable.
Man,
I'm sorry. God almighty.
That is a whole lot of scrapple.
That was a lot of batter that came out of him there, buddy.
It's a lot of fried, deep fried scrapple.
Yeah. Lord of mercy, Governor Jim Injustice, in the cafe or... You know, we have to have a professional service come out every time he uses the toilet.
It's weird. You know, we get the EPA involved, but they don't seem to exist anymore. Their staffing has been cut so much.
Their Superfund has been redirected to more to more, Wilbur, more commercial uses.
Yeah, they're the environmental profit agency now.
Yeah, right. Is there some way we can make some money out of this? I got a couple of friends that got a barn. Maybe they could, call themselves a methane processor or something.
Is it Pruitt? Who's an EPA? Pruitt? What's his name?
I don't know. They're all criminals. It's unbelievable.
Well, now, and Puerto Rico is back to, not even 50% power because the line went out that Whitefish was in charge of, and they got it going again, and then it went out again.
They're assholes. I mean, it's stupid.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievably stupid. It's racist and stupid. It's like,
I mean, this is, you got this orange blowhard running his mouth about how, talking about the response to Katrina. This is worse. I mean, people are literally dying.
Sure.
After weeks, they finally filled up the naval ship.
Well, they're brown people, and he don't care.
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's any other explanation for it.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to vote. I don't care.
That's right. Yeah, right. Oh, my
Such
God.
Such deals I made. I made the greatest deals in the history of deals ever. They were so nice to me.
I know.
By the way, hey, Donnie Tiny Hands, you got rolled!
Yeah, you got rolled. The Chinese.
You got rolled!
I mean, you know, the Chinese are now in a situation where they're going to be, you know, such a giant investment, if there goes anywhere near in the state, that they can't help but run the state. Because it's a small state, and they know exactly what's happened. They've, you know those guys, I want to tell you, but they've studied the history of this state upside and downside before they, you know, touched it, right? And they know...
Well, we have to have some type of overlords.
And they noticed that how, you know, West Virginia had been run by a single interest for 100 years, and they were pretty comfortable. They had all these institutions. They're pretty comfortable with that.
Where the citizenry is used to being subjugated.
Yeah, right. And so, under central authority.
They don't mind being subjugated. You know, it's unfortunate. I understand that, you know, you got to have a job. You got to have some income. I get it.
Right. And you got to pay off some people.
I have questioned, and I will continue to question, where is the long-term effect of said job, said future? Where is the long-term effect?
Well, we
on
just
environment on the environment.
No, forget that.
On how far your money's going to go. What percentage of actual West Virginians who are now unemployed here?
It won't matter.
Which one of those are going to get a job? Who's going to get a job? And at what level? What rate of pay?
There'll be payoffs.
Are we going to applaud when the Apple factory comes in here to make the iPhone? Are we going to applaud because we're going to be in the work camps
you
making
mean,
Nikes?
Foxconn went to Wisconsin, I think, right? Are they coming here, too? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I think this is a single. The China energy, it's all going to be energy and chemical related.
I can't wait to see those chemicals, John.
Well, that's one of the things. They saw the industrial area, which has been in decline there, but could be rehabbed as a big asset, you know, and they're thinking about the whole plan.
Hey, by the way, everybody, we're only 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, so to end November 18th. It's Friday. You're at the Moose Jaw Cafe with your original dusty footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and his sometimes sidekick, a really, really awful impressionist and even worse stand-up comic and a terrible actor, Mike something. By the way, our call-in line is 304-885-0708. And also, this show is currently not sponsored, everybody.
That's right. So if you'd like to sponsor it, just, you know, I'll tell you where to write the check. You know, I got a PayPal account. You can just go, you can dump it right in there if you want to.
Yes, and I can tell you where to write the check as well.
That's right. And Mike has a a blowhole, let's put it this way, that is waiting. Okay.
Stay away from the vortex, John! Save yourself!
Everything, it's like small. That's where Marcus has put his little flame, right? Now he's sucking
Marcus,
in all
Marcus,
the.
He seems to be very effective when it comes time to for us both to be pulled down the well.
Yes,
the vortex well.
Yes, the wells of time.
Marcus seems to be able to pull us out to a certain extent. Now, I think he might be getting tired of it. So.
Yeah.
But we'll see, you know, it's...
I don't know, man.
I can't... I'm frustrated because I just started to really pick up the... embody the Franken... I had been listening
impersonation.
To some of his speech. Yeah, some of his speeches. I had gone back and readjusted some of what I was doing, and I had heard it on the air. So I was changing some things around, and, you know, there's no point.
Yeah, well, they're certainly not the same point. you were getting ready to make another point. I know, yeah, right. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think about women. Kamala Harris. She's up and coming. She's strong. She's young.
Oh, yeah.
She's young.
Yep.
For the,
yep.
But we'll see.
And you know, you can just replay her questioning of Jefferson Beauregard.
Yeah, Jefferson Beauregard, yeah.
Well, now, slow down. I'm not used to women talking to me like that. Especially colored women.
Colored women. They ain't called colored women anymore. Yeah, don't you listen to rock and roll?
That's where I'm from, we don't people talk to me like that.
You're from a sewer, man.
Elfin magic my ass.
I bet. If I turned around your favorite country club, Senator Sessions, for like, oh, I don't know, 2 days, just with my tape player on, I would catch probably as vile a cultural set of expressions as any that can be found in the history of society.
No doubt. There's no doubt. That's just locker room talk. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me see you get in a locker room and talk that way. Get in a modern-day locker room and talk that way, Attorney General. Let me hear that. And then I'm going to roll the tape that you're getting your ass kicked.
I've been a witness to it myself, so I know what they say.
Somebody will punt you.
Anyway.
You will be picked up and kicked across the football field.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a great vision.
Kicked that's across great, the yes,
had,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
I
true.
Had a great vision of one of the great kickers of all time, just
giving the Sessions a little run for his
just
money.
Just somebody setting him on a tee, and another guy
send him right over the goalpost. I don't know, man. There's so many bad things.
None of us really know, but what we do know, and from what we have seen, is this continues to be that little prick, Grover Norquist's vision of strangling.
Sure, it's strangling
every aspect of government.
Yeah, there is no government.
So you can drown it in the bathtub. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Everybody should fend for themselves.
When the shit hits the fan and you need something and you're calling for your government and it's not there, we told you so. We goddamn told you so.
You know, these guys that think the people aren't entitled to anything, they're going to find out that they might not be entitled to their property either.
Well, I know this is being recorded, and I know this is, you know, being broadcast on the internet, and I also know this. It's going to have a negative effect on my employment prospects. And you know what? I don't give a shit. Because so far to date, over the last 4 years, there hasn't been any positive employment prospects. There's been crumbs! Goddamn crumbs!
I know, man.
And I've had it!
Well, man.
You said you want to talk about Alex Jones and his fake anger? Hey, fat boy from Texas, I'll tell you what. You pick your favorite charity, I'll get my fat old broken down ass to Texas and beat the shit out of you in the ring. I will whip your ass. You want some? Come get some, pal.
Oh.
I will stomp your ass.
There we go, buddy.
Put on your gloves
and
man up. Chemtrails my ass. I will rock your goddamn world, pal.
That's right, man. Go
for it. Don't fuck with me.
That's right, man. Get it. Hit him again. If you can.
That's, you see, Alex, that's real anger.
All right,
that's
buddy.
Real anger. It's not this acting fake bullshit that you broadcast on your pathetic InfoWars.
I don't think
which goes directly, which goes directly into that orange shit for brains fucking snakehead.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, buddy. See what's happening in this country, folks? You know, now this is happening everywhere.
So, there. I've issued my
this time. Is happening everywhere. When I say that when I walk down the streets of Shepherdstown, by most standards, a nice little town, and I see people's hats blowing off their heads, I know what's happening. I mean, this is like, this is the road to Mordor, pal. I shit you not. Now, why did when Tolkien was writing The Road to Mordor, of course, what was happening? Well, World War II was coming, and actually engaged. You know, yeah. Which was the, you know, this fascist, this thing. Are you going to have a democracy, or are you going to this fascist bullshit? You know, I mean, right. Authoritarian. And, you know, it's been a gigantic battle, right?
Ah, Mr. Chase, was the little one dear to thee? I'm sorry, I was doing Sauron's mouthpiece.
Oh, I thought that might have been the
end of negotiations.
It might have been the Kurgan there, a little bit.
A little bit. There's some Kurgan thrown in there, yeah.
You know, yeah, but.
I see Gandalf always lets the ones die that are close to him.
I know. I know, boy. Well, I mean, lots of things fall on the road to Mordor. Remember the Boromir, the poor fellow that, you know, maybe he wasn't a comedian, but he kind of, you know, he had a bad moment there. And he,
allow me to echo Gandalf's sentiments in the
okay
when he was in the mine. Shall not pass.
Okay. All right, man. You're gonna head down into the chasm with the the Balrog, huh?
The Balrog. Yeah, man.
Well, I'm glad you had your staff. I'm glad you had your staff with you as you went. At least something to poke him with. The Balrog looked tough to me.
Ruins on the side of a mountain.
What my question is with all these giant mythic monsters that are down, you know, or critters, is that why do they stay down? I mean, they can run around the earth for, you know, day and night. You know, who would stop them? Okay, and yet they sort of live in these holes in the ground or under the ground. Or
now, by the way, I wanted to also qualify this as probably the most vulgar episode we have produced to date.
All right, so yeah, warning for the kids. Okay.
Yep.
You shouldn't let them listen to this, because if they listen to this rant here, you know what the next one you're going to hear the next time that you try to discipline them? You're going to hear a rant. Well, I heard it on the Moose Turd Cafe.
I was listening to the Moose Turd Cafe, Mom. Not my fault.
That's why I called you an MF, blah, 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 blah.
I said it. That's why I said it to my teacher.
Go to your room.
You're expelled.
You're suspended and expelled.
Yeah, that's right.
Double whammy.
You're suspended pending expulsion.
And there is no Thanksgiving or Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, Tooth Fairy. Forget about that one.
Well, yeah, okay. We may allow you to come out for a brief moment during the New Year celebration. Go away.
I know. This is like we're all. We have all the bad kids that have seized the government.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? That's a time to go back and visit that old story, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, man.
You know, where the bad kids take over, and then they're saved at the end by the Navy.
But I made a promise,
who's
going to
save us now?
A promise! I made a promise, Mr. Frodo!
Okay, Sam, I'm glad that you joined us.
Honest, Mr. Gettle, I wouldn't tune in. I wouldn't drop no eaves. Honest, don't turn me into anything unnatural, please.
Don't tell me you're nosy. You're nosy. You're a nosy little hobbit, you know, that probably should be turned into a potato.
What is nasty taters?
Oh. Mash them up, put them in a stew.
Keep your nasty taters. I like them raw and wiggling.
That's where Dr. Lecter comes from. Gollum.
Precious.
Yeah, from Gollum's fish eating. That's what it's from.
My precious.
Yeah. I'm sorry, pal. Your precious is somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get
out. Throw the ring into the fire.
That ring is mine.
We're going to burn it. We're going to burn it, baby. Actually, you're going to burn it in the end. In the story, in the faded story, it is Gollum who actually kills the
guy. Yeah, he bites
Frodo's finger off.
Finger off, and grabs the ring as he's falling backwards into the river
Mount Doom.
The river of fire that circulates Mount Doom.
There you go. So, see, I mean, there's the dialectics of the whole matter to consider, and inside becomes outside,
right now,
outside becomes inside.
I'm trying to tap into my inner Sam, Wise Gamgee, and I am seeing some blue sky.
Really? Okay. Well, give me a little bit of blue sky here, pal.
There's just a little, you know. See, John, there's blue sky up there. So there's hope.
Do you think Elizabeth Warren could win a campaign for president?
Yes.
You do, huh?
I do.
I don't know.
It may sound surprising, but yeah, I think she could win. Why not?
I think she's better at counterpunching than Hillary. She's better at it.
Well, she certainly has the ability.
You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to do that.
Well, she has the ability to speak succinctly about subject matter, while at the same time drawing a stark comparison to what someone else just said.
Yeah, and she's...
In other words, I would not want to debate
Elizabeth Warren.
No.
Well, you know, one of the things I notice about her is that she keeps almost everybody at arm's length. She did that during the whole presidential campaign. She waited until the very end, and she did not really pre-endorse either Bernie or Hillary.
No.
And you know, that irritated probably both camps and stuff to a certain extent. She did her own. She sort of stayed, and she's done that a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting style. You know, it does make it, there is a space in there where it's a little bit presidential, because you give the impression that, well, nobody owns you, okay? Although, you know, in national politics, man, you got to raise money, so.
Right.
I'm sorry. Someone, you're going to have to swim in the ocean. The Clinton philosophy on that was not, you know, the worst in the world, which was the, you know, the whole triangulation thing. You know, how do you raise money from constituencies on the promise of giving them a, quote, fair hearing?
Wait, balancing it
so they don't own you.
Hold on a second. He just said the triangulation wasn't the worst thing in the world, but where are we now?
Now we're in... I was just thinking about, you know, Clinton's thinking about how to do things a little bit different than Obama's.
hold on.
Yeah. Close, but not totally different.
John,
President Clinton, I'm glad you joined us in the cafe this morning. Thanks, man.
I don't like having any kind of media exposure right now. I'm going through some of my own issues. that being said, let me push back, because everything evolves and changes. We saw the triangulation as a good opportunity. We used it, and it worked.
Right.
However, I think we need to get to the bottom of this Russian scandal. I really do. And the more we don't talk about that, the more difficult it's going to be.
What is the bottom of the Russian scandal?
I think there's some corruption going on.
I mean, the Russians own some people.
Mr. Case, I hesitate to call it treason, but...
You just
that's
did.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, and that's all I got to say. I got to go.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. Well, I love it when Bill calls in, man. You got him down. By the way, you got him down perfect. You do. I mean, he is. You have him.
You know, making his presence felt and moving on. Making his point and moving on.
Yes, right. Yeah, right. No, he did. I'm still, my jury's out a little bit on Bill, and
The jury's always been out on Bill.
Yeah, it is. He's a gifted guy, and I don't think he did the country any harm, frankly.
No, I mean, my wife had, this is prior to us being together, but my wife had an opportunity to meet both of them. And one of the things she did say was, there is an energy emanating off of both of those people that is very, very infectious. That is, he has a charisma that you don't know about until you meet him.
Oh, I've heard that too. Yes, from other people that have met him.
It doesn't translate exceptionally well to television, but when you meet him personally, it's very much like, to a certain extent, it's like people have described meeting Joe Biden.
Yeah,
Joe Biden has this warmth,
disarming way,
and charm, and infectious kind of kindness when making you feel as if you're the only one in the room.
Yeah, they pay attention. I mean, Bill's legendary for being a listener.
Yeah.
For understanding you didn't even know that you had thought that before, but he took it right out of your mind. we have a relative that
at a fundraising thing, and he comes up to you and you guys shake hands, and the first thing out of his mouth to you would probably be, John, I know we got to get these unions back in there and get them stronger,
or something like that. Yeah.
Something it would be knowledge about you.
Yeah, he knows.
Acknowledgement of what we have to do.
And he remembers. He's got a great memory.
And he remembers, and he'll have, it'll be empathetic, it'll be sympathetic, you'll think your kindred spirits.
Plus, he had a knack. He always had a knack for a certain way to use statistics. One, he could remember them, at least the ones he wanted to. And two, he had a way of selecting from them, and being fairly, it was quite authoritative. The way that he would do it, lay out his arguments, right? He had a grasp of the issue that was, above average, as Larry Summers, who everyone knows is a registered genius. Okay, but right. They ask about Bill, and he says, Bill got it. Okay, when you talk about some complicated economic argument, he got it. He got what you understood, what you said. Yeah.
Look at what I have done with the stock market. It is amazing. So many people making so much money.
I know. It is amazing. Right?
Lots of jobs. I need some water. Hold on.
What about it? Put some ice cream in it, man.
Two scoops.
That little bit of Frankenberry ice cream there you got there?
Frankenberry has strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Yeah, I'm sure that Trump and those guys, sure, the Bannons, the Breitbart, Fox News, they're all going to go bonkers. They're just going to oh, look, everybody, hey, you want to focus on sex? Guess what's going to happen? My base doesn't even care, but yours does.
Keep that spotlight off of everything we're doing. Complete and total destruction of our federal government.
Yes.
Total shift in money to the very top. The worst push of money extracted from working people that they're not even aware of. Services being denied. Services being declined. Credit card rates going up. Health insurance going up. Unavailable. Death rates exploding. You thought they were bad before? Wait till this bag of shit hits the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Not to say that I feel one way or another about the tax.
Yeah. Maintaining your official neutrality. I'm still undecided.
I'm sorry. I have to bring myself down off of Anger Mountain. I really do.
It sounds to me like Marcus came back in good shape.
Yeah, he has a tendency to abuse and fire, man.
There it's was, like he's been down there mining some gold and whatever and turned into a hot...
I told you, John.
Well,
that's
whatever.
That's why he was ostracized from the dragon community.
He doesn't like
not
gold.
Not into gold.
Well, I think you should...
It's like a shark that... It's just like a shark that's an herbivore.
Let me ask you... I think what you should have a discussion with him.
Okay.
About this, and perhaps persuade him to open up a little bit of that, because I think maybe if Marcus got more interested in money, that you at least some of the banks around here would be relieved of their surplus. And
yeah. Okay, listen, I'm gonna give you $5. Then in 3 weeks, I want you to give me $1,000. Now, if you give me $5, I'll hold on to it, and in 3 weeks, I'll give you back $6. Wait, what?
That's right. That's about low and high interest, you know.
Welcome to modern banking, everyone.
I'll keep your money and safe for 1% and give her back to you.
I'm going
to
hold on to this for
18.
You, and you're going to get a nice little payday at the end of it.
That's right. By the way, meet my two pit bulls here. Now, those guys are, that's my collection agency. They're very hungry.
One's name is Spike. And the other one's name is Death. So
Spike and Death, be on your ass,
Spike,
man.
And Death. Yeah. Yeah.
So
or meet two pit bulls, name one of them Darth Vader and the other one Saron.
That's right. Who would you rather, you know, have on knocking at your door in the middle of the night when in no protection?
None. I, you know, I'm not. I'm about a couple of seconds away from advocating for an actual revolution.
Okay,
I try so hard. I've tried so hard over the years to become more of a pacifist.
Right, you're trying to find
more of somebody. But this whole thing is beginning to make me question that.
Okay.
That I don't want to get run over, and I don't want to see other people get run over.
Right, right.
So maybe I should not be a pacifist. Maybe, just maybe, that's not my calling.
Well, okay. Maybe you're calling. I think you should attempt to stay out of prison. Okay, just.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
I'll get back to you and let you know how that goes over the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody.
Jesus.
Monday morning. Hey, welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. Listen, this is John Kasich. We're going to need some bail money.
Mike, but, you know, some of our characters can't talk unless Mike's here. So it's... He's about seven eighths of the staff. So
I don't know. I don't know.
And
I don't know if you clipped that off the thing that I did about with the calm. Thank you so much for listening to www.enlightenradio.org. We appreciate your patronage. We surely thank you so much for being involved in this little effort. Wake the fuck up! Thank you.
Oh no.
This version of the Moose Turd Cafe is mature audience only.
That's true. So, all right, just... I didn't put that right on the beginning, so some of the kids will be trapped.
Well, you can still fix that. You can go back and... You can go back and put a qualifier on it and just say, this is the Friday vulgar version, not for children. So,
you know, I think that we haven't reached the bottom of this of this sexual
we're
headed down the avalanche is taking place. See, we're headed down, swirling the toilet hole. You know, it's moving and it's going to do what it's going to do.
Is there any way I could request a transfer to the bathtub?
There might be a little rubber ducky you could grab a hold of there.
I'd like to hang out next to the toothbrushes by the sink, please. Someone throw me a line, please, so I can pull myself out of this toilet, please.
Okay, buddy. Here's a line. Yeah, I'll give you a line. Anyway.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here next to the toothbrushes.
There are some... a lot of Trump supporters are standing behind him, however. They feel he's under attack by the liberal media. Johnstown, Pennsylvania, you know, is apparently...
I read that already, and you know what? If you use the... I'm not going to stop the 21st century bus and let you get on. Kiss my ass.
Okay, there you go.
Okay? See, if you're that goddamn stupid, stay stupid. You want to stay stupid in your own little town? Fine. But I don't want your bullshit hurting people that I care about.
Okay, we got to get some names and addresses here at some point of the I keep watching this video. I'm sorry, Mike, of this old friend of mine trying to cross a puddle that was in his front yard. And so he grabs onto the post of his fence and tries to swing over it, but instead falls flat-faced into this giant mud puddle. And it's just so funny that I'm sure that's going to happen to me later today.
Is that someone who you know now that you...
I used to know. It's a video of someone who is actually dead now, but 20 years ago it happened to him. You know.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway. Bernie Sanders is going around making alarming statements about this global concentration of wealth outside any taxable reach that is... how big it really might be. It's interesting. I he's one of the only people really still talking about this, and I wonder...
Yeah, and this relates... I just want to make this point, too. It's shocking to me. You're seeing all these other sensationalistic and unfortunate issues with men that are necessary, that need to be covered, but also, too, the Paradise Papers need to be covered as well, and they're not. I don't see a consistent... Bernie seems to be the only one that's talking about it and relating it directly back to the Paradise Papers. If you look...
Yeah.
At the money, the concentration of power and wealth, it all is unraveled in those papers.
You could probably look at 15 other banks and find out is, you know, more closely what it, how big it really is. You know, it's just you're seeing part of it. How much of it are you seeing? You don't know.
Right. Do we really know the extent of it? And in fact, one of the reporters that had been writing was on television talking about, this is not the end of this. This is what we could get a hold of. There is more information to come. So take that and relate it directly back to what Senator Sanders is saying. And this is frightening. You have billionaires hoarding trillions of dollars.
By the way,
without any care, without any compassion, without any empathy, they do not give a flying shit about you or me.
Do you think that Don of Trump cares about little Don? Care about little Don?
I don't know, but it looks to me like he'll dime him out in a second.
By the way, there's an alert announcement here. Former Governor Chris Christie, 350 pounds of Chris Christie, has...
Yeah, pal! Yeah, pal!
has declared that marijuana smokers show, quote, no self-control, end quote.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Well, I mean, so do powdered donut eaters.
I mean, that would imply that his immense, and very unattractive presence is entirely controlled and deliberate.
Governor Crisco, listen, if you really want to do this, if you want to do it right, you should probably contact me. I know what it's like to be over 350 pounds. I've been there. I was 384 pounds. You know what, pal? Guess what, pal? Like you like to call people, guess what? I'm 242 pounds right now. So, you know, if Asshat in Charleston can say he done did it, well, so did I. So if you want some instructions, contact me, you asshat.
He is an asshat.
Get some yoga stretches in your life. Start drinking some vegetable shakes. Eat some fruit. And stop consuming so many goddamn carbs, you fat load.
Oh, man. I don't think he heard you.
Did you want me to say it louder?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, man.
Warning. The following broadcast uses mature language. It's only suitable for adults. This is the R-plus rated Mustard Cafe. By the way, everybody, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, Friday, November 18th. It's almost 7:30 in the a.m. with your host and original Dusty Buddha philosopher, Mr. John Case, and his sometime sidekick, who probably is going to get in the boxing match with Alex Jones, Mr. Bad Impressionist, Bad Actor, Bad Comedian, Mike, whatever his name is. By the way, our call-in line is 304-885-0708, and this show is currently not sponsored.
My head, buddy. Sponsored by enlightenedradio.org. All right. Okay, man. Thanks. I guess we're there.
All right, yeah,
buddy.
We're there.
All right, buddy. I'm going to get them all up today.
I think we've come to the end of our pathetic rainbow. And,
I know. I got to go out and get
just,
my...
Let's just continue to pray that Frodo and Gollum get the job done.
I know. All I right. hope so. I got to go out and get my truck to the to Danny's. You know.
Oh, and by the way, one quick thing. There is a pushback against the tax bill at Senator Capito's office here in Martinsburg today at 11 a.m.
Okay, on Foxcroft Avenue.
Yep, right on Foxcroft. Right.
All right. Okay. All right. So show up there.
I'm gonna try to show up.
Express your displeasure if you can. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I will. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Good luck with your truck, buddy.
Take it easy, man. Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, and let's get the tape stopped here. Take care of each other, everybody. It's late, but everything comes next.